Joe Cordell is CEO of Cordell & Cordell. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Pleasure to have you with us on the show this morning. We have a lot of people who listen to this show, and we call this business for breakfast. People who own businesses, people who are high-ranking authorities in certain businesses. Divorce can be emotionally devastating, but can we talk about some of the other more practical problems that can occur?
Sure, and there are a lot of them, especially financial.
All right, and what can happen to a person who does not plan or make the right moves?
Well, you know, it's one of those things in life where often it occurs when maybe you hadn't planned it, maybe you hadn't anticipated it. Some see this coming more than others, but it's one of those critical moments in your life when you have to make a rational decision, yet the circumstances are such that people are often driven by emotion. So I think that there's a lot of cloudiness in terms of people's decisions during divorce, in part because of the emotion involved, in part because they simply are not getting good financial advice. You know, divorce lawyers, believe it or not, are not always experts on financial matters. Often, you know, a lawyer has majored in political science, for example, in undergrads. They go to law school, and sure, they get some business, but often they're not equipped from simply law school to undertake some of the complex financial issues that come up in divorce. So I do think that it's in part a matter of the emotions involved, in part it's a matter of not getting good advice.
May I assume from what you just said that at Cordell & Cordell you do have attorneys with that kind of expertise?
Yeah, we emphasize financial training with our attorneys, and we even have some attorneys who specifically are focused in business training. And so I think that it's also a matter, though, let me say this in addition, because there are some lawyers out there who do have liberal arts undergrad majors, so I don't want to attack all of them by any means. But I think that it's imperative that lawyers be willing to hire the financial experts, to have CPAs involved, you know, at the proper moments during the process. So I do think that those issues can be resolved as long as the parties recognize that there is this need to have that level of expertise.
What can happen to someone who has a great number of investments of various kinds? What can happen if they're not handled correctly?
Well, you know, the general rule, and it is a very general rule, is that if the parties acquired the assets during the course of the marriage, which for long marriages, that means the bulk of the assets, you know, were acquired by the parties and they're going to be a marital asset. So if you start with the premise that they'll be divided 50-50, then it becomes maybe a matter of evaluation. In other words, what's the asset worth? Another is, if we're going to divide these assets 50-50, who gets what? And often, for example, there'll be a particular asset, such as a family business, or maybe it's the family home, that both parties want that particular asset. And that's when trouble comes in, because the court always has the option of ordering an asset sold, but sometimes that can be wasteful of the marital estate, because, you know, often sales under those conditions don't yield the best price possible. So the court hates to see assets wasted in the divorce process. But sometimes there's no alternative because the parties are both determined to have it. You know, like the story of Solomon, where these two mothers both claim to the mother and they want the child. And so what do you do?
Yeah, so one should be prepared. And if you see it coming, obviously you need to make some moves as quickly as possible.
Yeah, and one of the most critical things to do is to see a lawyer early on. And that's just a fact. And from that point, at least you have a professional involved who can be advising you along the way. And it's like a lot of things in life. You know, often people wait too long, whether it's a medical issue that they should have acted on sooner. And at that point, the professional they go to, it has much more limited list of options to solve their problem than would have existed had they been there earlier. And it should bear mentioning that maybe the other side of the table went to see a lawyer long before the other party did, and that clearly gives the party who has expert advice first an advantage.
You focus on men in your divorce proceedings here, and you do have offices in various states, which means the laws are different, so you can handle that here. I see your website is CordellCordellScottsdale.com for a local place.
Yeah, we Cordell and Cordell is probably the largest domestic relations firm in the country, I think. I mean, we have 170 or so lawyers in offices across the country. And we do only domestic relations, and probably 98% of our clients are men. Maybe 99% of our clients are men. So we do focus on representing one side of the table. That's right. Not to say when those occasional women do come to us, that 1 or 2%, of course we zealously represent them, but it's just a fact that our firm is kind of dedicated to helping men out in divorce.
Joe Cordell, CEO of Cordell and Cordell, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.